რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
თბილისის დროით 18 საათზე რადიო თავისუფლება მაუწყებლობას განაგრძობს. ძილას მსვლელებო, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ბრაღის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან არის ოქროპირ რუხაძე. პრორუსული სეპარატისტები, რომლებიც უკრაინის ქალაქ დონეცკში არიან გამაგრებული, აცხადებენ, რომ საარტილერიო დაბომბვის შედეგად ქალაქში სამი სამოქალაქო პირი მოკლეს. ქალაქის მერიის 11 ოქტომბრის ცნობით, 10 ოქტომბერს სამხედრო მოქმედების შედეგად სამი პირი მოკლეს და 4 დაშავდა. ცნობით დაბომბვა გრძელდებოდა ქალაქის კუიბიშევის რაიონში, სადაც არაერთი საცხოვრებელი სახლი დაზიანდა. ბრიტანეთში მოქმედმა სირიის სამეთვალყურეო სამსახურმა გაარცელა ცნობა, რომ სირიის ქალაქ კობანიში ქურთმა მებრძოლებმა არ მისცეს ისლამურ სახელმწიფოს წოდებული გაერთიანების მეომრებს წინ წასულიყვნენ ქალაქის ცენტრისკენ 11 ოქტომბრის დილით. იერიში დაიწყო, როცა ერთი დღით ადრე ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლებმა გაანადგურეს ქურთების შტაბ-ბინების სასაზღვრო ქალაქში. ცნობით, ქალაქის ქურთ დამცავებზე იერიში გაგრძელდა 90 წუთს და შემდეგ ისლამისტთა ჯარმა უკან დაიხია. ამ დროს შეერთებული შტატების მეთაურობით მოქმედმა კოალიციამ ორი საჰაერო იერში განახორციელა კობანის სხვა არეალებში. ამავე წყაროს თანახმად, ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ კობანის 40% დაიკავა. ათასობით ადამიანი გავიდა 10 ოქტომბერს ერევნის ქუჩებში და პროტესტი გამოთქვა. ანტისამთავრობო დემონსტრაციის მონაწილეები პრეზიდენტ სერჟ სარქისიანის გადადგომას მოითხოვდნენ და მთავრობას ადანაშაულებდნენ ეკონომიკურ პრობლემებში. დემონსტრანტები უკმაყოფილებას გამოხატავენ სარქისიანის გადაწყვეტილებით შეუერთდეს სომხეთი რუსეთის ხელმძღვანელობით მოქმედ ეკონომიკურ ბლოკს, რასაც ევროკავშირისგან ამ ქვეყნის დაშორება მოჰყვება. მშვიდობის დარგში ნობელის პრემიის ლაურეატი მალალა იუსაფზაი პრემიას უძღვნის ბავშვებს მსოფლიოში, მათ ვისაც არ გააჩნია საკუთარი ხმა. ოსლოში ნობელის პრემიის გადაცემის ცერემონიაზე მიიწვია მეზობელი ქვეყნების ინდოეთის და პაკისტანის პრემიერ-მინისტრები. მალალამ ინგლისში ბირმინგემში განაცხადა, რომ მისთვის პატივია იყოს პირველი პაკისტანელი, ვინც ნობელის პრემიას დაეუფლა. მასთან ერთად მშვიდობის დარგში ნობელის პრემია მიანიჭა 60 წლის ინდოელს კაილაშ სატიართის ბავშვთა უფლებებისთვის მებრძოლს. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინმა გააკრიტიკა მოლდავეთის მთავრობა იმის გამო, რომ კიშინიოვი უარს ამბობს კონსულტაციები გამართოს მოსკოვთან მოლდავეთის და ევროკავშირის დამაახლოებელი ხელშეკრულების გარშემო. მინსკში დამოუკიდებელ სახელმწიფოთა თანამეგობრობის სამიტზე გამოსვლისას პუტინმა თქვა, რომ ევროკავშირთან მოლდავეთის ასოცირების ხელშეკრულება გავლენას მოახდენს რუსეთის და მოლდავეთის ეკონომიკურ ურთიერთობებზე. პუტინმა თქვა, რომ ევროკავშირ უკრაინის ხელშეკრულების თავისუფალი ზონის შესახებ ნაწილის განხორციელება გადაიდო 2015 წლის დეკემბრამდე. კრემლის და კიევის ინტენსიური კონსულტაციების შედეგად პუტინის თქმით კიშინიოვმა არ უპასუხა მოსკოვს ამავე საკითხზე არაერთი თხოვნის მიუხედავად. ბელარუსიის პრეზიდენტმა ალექსანდრ ლუკაშენკამ ხელი მოაწერა კანონს, რითაც ძალაში შევიდა ხელშეკრულება, რომელიც ევრაზიის ეკონომიკური კავშირის შექმნას გულისხმობს. ამით რუსეთის მეთაურობით მიმდინარე მცდელობა გამტკიცდეს კავშირები ყოფილ საბჭოთა რესპუბლიკებს შორის გაძლიერდება. რუსეთის იუსტიციის სამინისტრომ მიმართა უზენაეს სასამართლოს თხოვნით დახურონ დამოუკიდებელი გაერთიანება მემორიალი. მოსმენა ამ თემაზე სასამართლოში გაიმართება 13 ნოემბერს, იტყობინება სასამართლოს ვებსაიტი. ადრე რუსეთის პროკურატურამ სცადა მემორიალი რუსეთის ახალი კანონის შესაბამისად უცხოეთის აგენტად გაეფორმებინა, მაგრამ სასამართლომ უარი თქვა. მოსკოვის სასამართლომ თქვა უარი. ცნობაში არა ანათქვამი, რატომ სურს იუსტიციის სამინისტროს მემორიალის დახურვა. ჯგუფი 1980-იან წლებში ჩამოყალიბდა საბჭოთა პერიოდის დისიდენტების, მათ შორის ანდრეი სახაროვის მიერ. ბელარუსის პოლიციამ დააკავა ფეხბურთის უკრაინელი ასამდე გულშემატკივარი მასმერიდან, ისინი საერთაშორისო მატჩის დროს რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინის შეურაცხმყოფელ ლოზუნგებს გახვეროდნენ. თამაში გაიმართა მინსკში ევროპის 2016 წლის ჩემპიონატის საკვალიფიკაციო მატჩი იყო ეს. დაკავებულთა ნაწილი გაუშვეს 12 პირს მცირე დროით მიუსაჯეს პატიმრობა ხულიგნობისთვის. სულ ბოლოს სულ მოკლეს შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს საინტერნეტო საიტი. იტყობინებოდა, რომ სამცხე-ჯავახეთის სამხარეო მთავარი სამმართველოს თანამშრომლებმა ახალქალაქის მიმდებარე ტერიტორიაზე საბრძოლო მასალის უკანონო სამარხი აღმოაჩინეს და დიდი ოდენობით საბრძოლო მასალა ამოიღეს. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში.
In Portuguese we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on The Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser, welcome to another mountain stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome once again to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. But we're not in the mountain state. We are down in Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia at the Paramount Theater. And we're here for a very special show. We've been coming down to Bristol since 2006. And we've done many shows over those years. And we've done it because we're helping to spread the word for a bunch of folks who for over two decades have been trying to put together something called the Birthplace of Country Music Museum. And some dreams really do come true, because this weekend that museum is opening and we are so happy to be part of the celebration. And the reason that Bristol has been called the Birthplace of Country Music by the state of Virginia and also the U.S. Congress is because of something that happened here back in 1927, when a pioneer of music recording, Ralph Peer, came down looking for country music talent. And man, did he come to the right place, because what has since then become known as the Bristol Sessions, or sometimes the Big Bang of country music, brought from the hills in hollers the Carter family, Jimmy Rogers, the Stonemans, and even some West Virginians came down. The West Virginia Coon Hunters and Blind Alfred Reed. There were a lot of great musicians that played a lot of great music on those sessions. And now the museum is open and it is wonderful. It's entertaining. It's informative. Whether you know something about the Bristol Sessions or whether you know nothing about it, it's a great place to go and visit. We got a chance to go through it last night. We spent about 2.5 hours there. You could spend more than that if you wanted to. We think we have a perfect show to celebrate this occasion. We have one of country music's biggest stars, Martina McBride, is here with us along with her whole band. They're going to be out during the next hour. Also, A local guy who has made very good from right near Bristol, and his name is Doyle Lawson. He's here with his group, Quicksilver. He's been on the mountain stage many times, but never down here. And finally, we have not one, not two, but actually three direct descendants of the Carter family. Later on during this hour, June Carter's daughter, Carlene Carter, is here, and she's brought along a surprise to us, which is a delightful surprise, her cousin, Lori Carter Bennett, who is the daughter of Anita Carter. All of them, that is Carlene and Lori, are grandchildren of Mother Maybelle Carter of the original Carter family. And then the man that's over here next to me is a man who is the grandson of A.P. and Sarah Carter. His mother was Jeanette. He's been singing for a good while now, and he's carrying on the great Carter family tradition in the right way. He's been on the mountain stage twice before. It's great to have him back in this situation, because nobody could be a better purveyor of the music of the Carter family. He's got a record out there right now called Under the Influence of Family and Friends. He's working on a new one that'll be out next year. Please welcome back to the mountain stage Dale Jett and Hello Stranger.
Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Welcome to Bristol and welcome to Mountain Stage.
Sadness, tears, and I dread cyclone that came this way, blew our schoolhouse away. Rye cold, place of my childhood and home. During life's early morning, Lord, I once loved the home. Now it's so silent. Cyclone appeared, it darkened the air. The lightning flashed over the sky. The children all cried, don't you take us away. Sparrows go back home. Rye cold. Of my childhood and home. Where in life's early morning, Lord, I once loved you wrong. And now it's so silent and alone. Mother so dear and father the same. Came that horrible scene. Searching and crying, they found their own child dying on a pillow of stone. Rye cold, place of my childhood. It's so silent and alone. Cyclones are unknown. At the end of life's strand, we'll meet at God's hand, our children in a heavenly home. Rye cold, place of my childhood. It's so silent and alone. And now, so silent and
thank you. That was an A.P. Carter song.
Won't you come?
some lonely hunter, cheetah and king. I will fly like a falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, underneath your wing. Shot hell like lightning when I go. I will bellow like a thunder drum about the storm of war. Twisting pillars spun of dust and blood up from the prairie floor. Sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow. And the wind will long recount the story with reverence and glory when I go. Spring spirit dancer, nimble and thin. I will lead like coyote when I go. Tireless and prancer, won't you lend me your skin? Run like the gray wolf when I go. And I will climb the rise of daybreak. I will kiss the sky at noon. Raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make a lay of long defeat and draw the chorus slow. Send a message down the wire and hope someone wise is listening when I go. And when the sun comes trumpets from his red house in the east, he will find us standing stone along I chanted my relief. Send his morning messenger to strike the hammer blow. I will crumble down uncountable showers of crimson rubies when I go. Sigh, mournful sister, won't you whisper and turn? I will rattle like the dry leaves when I go. Stand in the mist where the fire used to burn. I will camp on the night breeze when I go. Should you glimpse this wandering form out on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pine? Do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for my soul. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go. And adorn the sky beside me when I go. And adorn the sky beside me when I go. And adorn the sky beside me when I go.
Thank you again. We're going to end on a Carter Family song for you. And this is the best looking one in the bunch of Hello Stranger. This is my wife, Teresa Jett. And the mayor of Mendota down here on the end, the Swiss Army knife. This is Mr. Oscar Harris.
upon your brow. But like gold still in death, would you love me then as now? Will you miss me?
On the mandolin, auto harp, and harmony, Teresa Jett on the bass and vocals, and on the lead singing and guitar, Mr. Dale Jett. Dale Jett and Hello Stranger from right here, a local hero, and deservedly so. Their latest is Under the Influence of Family and Friends. And they are working on a brand new one, which should be out next year. They're over at the Cash Cabins studio, so I'm assuming they're going to be working with John Carter Cash over there, and they're looking for a spring release for that new one, Dale Jett and Hello Stranger. Now, there was somebody very special that I did not introduce at the beginning. I would have, but I wasn't sure she was here. But now I am assured that she is here in the front row. And, of course, this is all about the Bristol Sessions, 1927. Do you know, folks, we have somebody here who sang on the Bristol Sessions. She was 12 years old. And she sang with the Tennessee Mountaineers, a gospel group. Say hello to Georgia Warren right down here. There she is.
That is something special.
You're listening to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey & Glasser, LLP, a law firm born in West Virginia with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, D.C., Boston, Alabama, Illinois, and Delaware, handling complex trials, appeals, and transactions nationwide. More information at BaileyGlasser.com. Additional support provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitors Bureau, showing the world why Charleston is hip, historic, and almost heaven. Your adventure starts online at charlestonwv.com. This is Mountain Stage on NPR. Questions or suggestions for us, there are several ways to get in touch. Our email address is larry@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, ask us anything on Tumblr, and hear our Song of the Week on Stitcher. All of these links are at our website, mountainstage.org. You can hear Mountain Stage guest performances, including songs that are not heard on the radio because we don't have enough time to fit them in, at NPR Music. The online address there is npr.org/mountainstage. Well, as I said at the beginning, we have several folks who are directly descended from the Carter family. You've already heard Dale Jett, and now it's time for Carlene Carter, whose mother was June Carter, later June Carter Cash, her grandmother's mother, Maybelle. And she's been a recording artist herself for many years, and her latest is really, really a wonderful recording. It's called Carter Girl. It was produced by Don Was, and a lot of folks helped her out on this record. Willie Nelson was part of it, Chris Christopherson, Vince Gill, Elizabeth Cook, and the late cowboy Jack Clement also played along. And in her promo, she says she wanted to show the progression of songwriting and singing through the Carter family generations on this CD. She's certainly done that. There's some of her tunes on there, one that her grandmother co-wrote, her mother has a tune on there, and many of them by A.P. Carter. And she's brought a very special guest with her, her cousin, Laurie Carter Bennett, as well as her husband. So please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Carlene Carter.
Hi, everybody. It's great to see everybody. Thank you.
There's a little black train a-coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train a-coming, and it may be here tonight. Go tell that ballroom lady, all just in the world of pride, the Death Star train is coming. Prepare to take a ride. God sent to hell. Your house in order, you must surely die. Oh, turn to the wall and weeping, see him hair and tears. Got his business fixed all right. God's been 15 years. There's a little black train a-coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train a-coming,
and it may be here tonight.
Yeah. Sounds just like a train, doesn't it? Woo-hoo!
You see that train with engine, one small baggage car. And wicked deeds stop at the judgment bar. The poor young man in darkness cares not for the gospel light, till he suddenly heard the whistle blow with that little black train inside. Little black train a coming, set your business right. There's a little black train a coming, and it may be here. Come and set me right. Before he got his business fixed, the train rolled in that night. I said, a little black train a coming, set your business right. There's a little black train a coming, and it may be here tonight.
Joe Green. My cousin Lori Bennett. Thank you. I did have some help on this record, and this next song right here is really one of my favorite Carter Family songs. Let me count my frets here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. I need 9, please. Thank you. A good friend of our family's, and he landed a helicopter in our backyard when I was about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And I went running in the house. I said, Mama, 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 a man had just got out of a helicopter. And she's like looking at me like I'm absolutely crazy. And thing was, is it was really Kris Kristofferson, and he looked really good in leather pants.
Anything.
Yeah, and anything. He looks good in everything, friends. Especially
behave.
To especially.
Behave, darling.
Yeah,
behave.
That's right. Well, anyway, so here's the song that I was got to share with Chris. So Joe's going to do the honors tonight with me, and this is the Black Jack David.
So loud, gaily made the hills around him ring. Charm the heart of a lady, charm the heart of a lady.
How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey?
She answered him with a still a little smile. I'll be 16 next Sunday.
She'll be 16 next Sunday. Little miss, come go with me, my honey.
Take you across the deep blue sea. You never shall want for money. You never shall want for money. And she pulled off her leather shoes and made Spanish leather. And she put on those low heel shoes. Both rode off together. Both rode off together. And last night I lay on a warm feather bed beside my husband and baby. Cold ground
by the side of Blackjack David, the side of Blackjack David. My mother used to always say is there's nothing like singing with family. I love that Dale Jett was here today with my cousin, and that's just an awesome thing for us, and for my cousin Lori to be here with me, and for us to sing this song right here particularly, because this is about when we were little girls, and my little sister Rosie, Mama called her the Wildwood Rose, and we used to travel around, and back in those days they called it Mother Maybelle and the Singing Carter Sisters. That was exactly how they said. They say, friends, 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 ladies and gentlemen, Mother and Maybelle and the Scene and Carter sisters. So I wanted to write a song about, you know, about those days, because those were the most wonderful days of my life and my childhood. And we would stand on the side of the stage, me and Rosie and Lori, and we'd look out there. And all we wanted to do when we grew up was be Carter Girls.
We were Carter Girls.
And that's
girls.
How it turned out to be. So this song is about that. And we miss our sister Rosie.
Yes, we do.
It's called Me and the Wildwood Rose.
In my grandma's house, her children would sing. Guitars a twain and their laughter would ring. I was little, but I was the biggest kid. I wanted to do what the grown-ups did. In a big shiny car, we'd head down the road, sing for the miners who brought out the coal. Many times slept on the floorboards cold, on a quilt with my little sister, the Wildwood Rose. And if I could change her in this world, I'd go back to the days when Grandma and her girls were singing sweet and low for me and the Wildwood Rose. We'd be way down the road by the break of dawn, biscuits and gravy and a truck stop song in a world all bound. I saw what I saw in the rearview mirror. I'd get a wink from my grandma. And if I could change a thing in this world, I'd go back to the days Grandma and her girls were singing sweet and low for me and the Wildwood Rose. Hey, lay ho. Hey, lay ho. Ooh, she died. My daddy called me and he started to cry, and I rode on an airplane with all of my pain, and my tears would not stop. We stood in a circle and sang. And if I could change a thing in this world, go back to the days Grandma and her girls seen and sweet and low for me and the Wildwood.
so much. Thank y'all so much. God bless y'all. Now, this little song right here is a Helen Carter song. Ooh. And for those of you that don't know very much about the Helen and the June and the Anita dynamic, Helen was the glue of the Carter sisters. She's the one that knew every word to every song, every way to play it. And she was a great songwriter and a huge inspiration to me. Taught me everything I know about how to press on, friends. So this is a classic Helen song called Poor Old Heart Sick Me. One, two, three.
Poor old heart sick me. Twice as lonely as a girl ought to be. What will the future be for poor old heart sick me?
I thought that I was immune to that big yellow moon with its magic that all of us know. In the moonlight it's hard to keep a heart on guard against love that's waiting to grow. Held so
close in your arms, all my cares forlorn, rolled up like waves in the sea.
When you cast me aside, I just broke down and cried.
Poor old heart sick me. Poor old heart sick me. Twice as lonely as a girl ought to be. What will the future be for poor old heart sick me?
God made Adam for me, just the same as he made you for me. What if Adam, like you, had gone off a rambling too? What kind of world would this be? You don't
want to admit that you too have been bit by that lover, the God of G.
Why don't you realize you just mean paradise?
Poor old heart sick me. Poor old heart sick me. Twice as lonely as a girl ought to be. What will the future be? Oh, poor old heart sick me. Oh, poor old heart sick me. Oh, poor old heart sick me.
I'm going to move it over to the piano now. Let's hear it for Lori.
So this song right here means a lot to me. It was a song I needed to write. It's about the year 2003. And I borrowed a bit of a Carter family to say what I wanted to say in this song. But in a space of about six months, I lost my mother, I lost my dad, John, and I lost my little sister, Rosie. So it was a really rough year, and this song helped me heal by writing it. And it's on Carter Girl, too, in case you're interested.
Walked to the sound of my baby sister, crying like the day she was born. With an angel of mercy, dressed all in white, came and said, girls, your mom's passed on. So I gathered my children around me. Through our tears, we found a prayer. Talked to God and Jesus and all them guys. I knew Mama was already there. Everybody's got a war that lonesome valley. You got a war it by yourself, and nobody here can walk before you. You got a war. With June, he never knew a stranger. She was friendly like that. So we stood without relations. Bunch of strangers dressed in black. Me and a rose who wore bright colors. Mama would have liked it like that. Oh, we laid her near her mama, same circle thing, yeah. Always said she wanted that. Everybody's got a wall that lonesome valley. You got a wall hit by yourself, and nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself. Life goes by, blink of an eye. Body's just a suitcase for your soul. When I lay my head down tonight, I know the right there's smiling down on me. Home to see my family, 'cause family keeps you strong. But Johnny just cried, 'cause Junie had died. He didn't care to carry on. So we laid him next to Mama, 'neath the rose-covered ground. Saint anchored in love, peace in the valley, and oh, 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 the sweetest sound. Everybody's got a war that lonesome valley. You got a war it by yourself. Gotta walk it by yourself.
Carlene Carter.
Thank you all so very much. God bless y'all. Take care of each other.
Along with her husband, Joseph Green, Carlene Carter on the lead vocals and the piano there. She also played the guitar, and her cousin, Lori Carter Bennett, joined them. Oh, yes, Carlene Carter,
June Carter's daughter, June Carter Cash, and Mother Maybelle's granddaughter, as you heard her sing about that. It's a great picture over in the birthplace of country music museum of her when she's 4 years old. And her mom and her two aunts are singing, and there she's standing by them. It's really quite beautiful. She'll be on tour this fall and on into the winter promoting this new album, which is called Carter Girl. And I suggest that you check that CD out. Carlene Carter. Every time we come down to Bristol, our great piano player Bob Thompson tries to pick something that comes out of country music. Sometimes he's chosen some tunes from the Bristol sessions. But Bob started out as a jazz man, so we brought him around to be in Country Bob, and he's glad we did. And he's chosen a great tune that you might remember. It was first recorded in 1963 by Les Paul and Mary Ford. It was actually copyrighted, published back in 53. I guess it took him 10 years to get a cover on it, but after that, a lot of people have recorded it. Eddie Arnold made the version probably people have heard the most. Elvis did it. A lot of others. It's called I Really Don't Want to Know. Bob Thompson. Thank you.
I really don't want to know Bob Thompson. You get his music at colortones.com. I'd like to say a special thank you right now to everybody who has worked on the Birthplace of Country Music Museum over these last two decades, and they have all been very kind to Mountain Stage and brought us down here many times. Also, when you come down and go to the museum, and you should definitely do that, you can check them out online and come to Bristol to see it in person, because it's something to see. You might drop into the Carter Fold. Since we had all these Carters on the show, I thought I should definitely mention that. Also, Bristol is the home, as you know, or you should know, of the great Rhythm and Roots reunion. So if you want to do something every fall, has to do with roots music and alt country music and bluegrass, and come on down for all that. A lot of great stuff going on in this area. Special hello to you right now if you're listening over KLDN Lufkin, Texas, or KENW Portales, New Mexico. Hope you'll be listening next time on the Mountain Stage. We'll be coming to you from Elkins, West Virginia at the Augusta Heritage Festival with the great fiddler Mark O'Connor, also Sierra Hull, Cardinal Sons, Ocean Orchestra, and some great old-time music from Dave Bing and Ben Townsend. You're listening to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio for the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.